What's poppin', y'all? This is the Girls in the Podcast. I'm Ashley.
It's your girl, Ashley.
And the girls are back.
We're back.
How y'all feeling? We good. Y'all good? How
you feeling, girl? I'm good. Considering, Lord, but I'm good.
Amen. We here.
We are.
We're here. We're alive and we are well. We pray that you guys are too. And we just going to go ahead and just jump straight into it today. Because it's late. The bitches got me outside.
Y'all don't even know what
it's
time
it is. It's time for me to go to bed.
12 o'clock noon.
She lies to y'all. Remember that. Mischief whenever. We going to jump right into it, though, with this oil tea. No sugar, no cream. With the Hot Topic Room, Miss Ashby. Wait, when I have to go and listen. When Melina was here last week, did y'all do the little spiel?
No, I had to do everything. She co-hosted. We appreciate you co-hosting.
My fault.
Filling in.
But yeah, what's going on, sis?
So we're going to start with the bull. I told you about this yesterday. Wisconsin ma'am charged in the connection with the tragic disappearance and death of teen Sade Robinson. So apparently this girl, I saw a post because somebody I follow posted how she had gone missing. You know, just a little APB, letting everybody know what's going on. Had the little missing number, but come to find out, they found her dead. And Maxwell Anderson has formally been charged with first degree murder and intentional homicide among the grave offenses of tragically disappeared on April 1st. Robinson sparked concern when she failed to appear on her shifted pizza shuttle, leading to her immediate reporting missing. The situation escalated the following day when her car was discovered completely destroyed by fire, though she was nowhere to be found. So over the next several days, authorities, they ended up finding her dismembered and deceased. So I watched somebody on YouTube live, and he lives in Texas. Mm. And it's so, every live he does, it's like 3 or 4 Amber Alerts that go off. It's like the weirdest thing. I don't know what's going on, but protect yourself. Protect your kids. People are crazy. She allegedly, I believe she met him.
Like they were dating.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they were dating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was their first date.
Mm-hmm. She was just meeting up with him. Nonetheless, very tragic. So y'all be careful out there. So moving on to something, I don't know if it's tragic or not. Aoki Lee Simmons is dating.
Was dating, allegedly
broke up with. It's funny how she broke up with him when she started catching that heat. But what was it? It was all good just a week ago. Aoki Lee Simmons and Vittorio Hassaf have reportedly called it off quits after following the St. Bart's vacay. So I'm sure y'all seen those pictures of Aoki Lee Simmons with this man on that island, giving him a kiss. So I don't know if you guys all saw the live, but she went live, and it was just the way she was talking, like she ain't never had nothing, like she ain't never been nowhere. But that just kind of let me know, y'all, the way people appear like they got it, these motherfuckers really don't got it like they say they do. The fact that she feel like she had to do that.
Well, we knew that she didn't. It was her parents that got money, not her. Who thought that she had anything? She's a child.
She is grown, and she should. If I was rich,
how old
and
is
I,
she? Oh, Aoki, 20 something.
Yeah, she's 21.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I would still think that she would be looking for support. We were still looking for support from our parents when we was.
Well, that's what I mean, and you should have. Yeah, why would I need a bill? I wouldn't go this route. Like, in her demographic and the type of guy she comes in contact with and she's able to date, and you choose to date them and your parents are allegedly wealthy and you feel like you got to go this route.
Somewhere on the islands, probably don't have no access to the funds, and ain't he in hiding?
Yeah, he is in hiding.
Yeah, right.
He is in hiding.
So the money in hiding too, bitch, she got to do what she got to do.
And she's also a supermodel as well. Let's not forget that. And we're not going to act like Kimora. She might not have money on paper, but she got safes with money in it. I'm just saying she ain't have to go this route.
No, what I'm saying is that you do what you see. So,
hello.
Look at who her mother
That's
is.
True.
No shade to Kimora, however she got it and all that. But
Kimora had to get it how she lived. Y'all, you don't. That's what all I meant.
Right. No. She doesn't have to. But I think one thing that we all know is that our kids do what we do. not what we say not to do, what, you know what I'm saying? So
they watch.
They watch. And bitch, if she could find an easier way to go about it than having to go through mommy and daddy, this old ass man want to take me to St. Bart's. And even though he didn't, she was saying all the stuff, the Chanel or the brands and shit that she liked, he was still driving by the stores, bitch. He said, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do with that information. Even, but regardless, right. If that's the way that she want to go about right. it, this shit. It is now, I don't.
I think he's too
old.
Yeah, he's extremely
like grandfather old.
It's like a creepy little, type old. Yes, you know what I mean? Yes, I could see if he was maybe like 40 and he was rich and well. Right. I'm just saying, like, I feel like girls like this that get to be in the circles, we don't get the opportunity to be in the type of circles where we're able to meet people of that tax bracket or whatever.
Right.
She grew up in those circles. So she had better options. But the shade for me was he in the background just spilling the tea? She talking like she don't know nothing and just ain't never had
nothing. She just sounds slow.
Girl.
She is. That's
and he mean. Said, yeah, you know Mary J. Blige tried to talk to me or tried to get with me.
And see, now him and Mary would have made more sense, though.
Would have made way more sense.
And she probably, see what
Mary probably got a little quick little trip.
Listen, because the man is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The sugar babies, that's what the sugar babies do. A sugar baby is no sugar baby.
Well, yeah.
You know, so.
And
there was another video, I think, that came out after that I saw in Shade Room where Russell was basically, I guess, so disappointed.
He said, Russell Simmons says he won't kick and scream over 21-year-old daughter Aoki's relationship with 65-year-old restaurateur. But the only thing with Russell Simmons, he got his own shit going on. Baby, he said she's grown. Hell, I dated my girlfriend her age. 21-year-old. Child, 65.
He said, people do strange things.
He said, all I can do is offer my advice and unconditional love, Russell said Monday. Child. You know they served him over there in Bali,
That's where he is in Bali. I knew that he was somewhere overseas hiding.
So moving on, we're going to get to the boys are fighting. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar has been beefing. So I don't know if y'all heard his song that he came out when did he come out with that song? Whenever it came out, it was a diss track to Kendrick Lamar.
After Kendrick Lamar, I don't think Kendrick Lamar necessarily dissed. He just
haven't
said,
they been like going back and forth a little bit?
No, not Kendrick and J. Cole. No.
Oh,
but so Kendrick he did that was on the track with Future and with Metro Boomin, I think, right?
Oh, okay.
And basically said, like, you know, there's no big three, it's big me, and I feel like the rest of it was really towards Drake. It wasn't necessarily towards J. Cole.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. But then, yeah, J. Cole comes out with his diss track. It was like 7 minutes of, I can't remember what it was called.
Seven minutes.
I might delete this later. Uh-huh. Or that new EP or whatever.
That did get ultimately deleted.
It did. But yeah, it came out with the diss. Everybody was talking about it. It was a lot of arguments back and forth. Oh, no.
Man.
J. Cole, it was aight. Kendrick still got it. Other people saying that, nah, J. Cole killed it. Whatever. And then literally, 48 hours later, maybe, J. Cole was at Dreamville.
On stage, issuing a public apology.
Apologizing for.
So what do you think, Kendrick Lamar? Do you think he's going to respond?
If Kendrick Lamar gets back into it, it's going to be with Drake. Before it is he, yeah, J. Cole is out of it at
right,
this
because he apologized.
Now, what I will say, as we were right, yeah, trying to jump on Drake, what I will say, though, like with me, we was just talking about, if we think about hip hop as a whole, we know that hip hop is kind of like a competitive sport.
Mm-hmm.
You get on the mic, you talk your shit, you talk shit up. Like, that's how it's always been, right?
Uh-huh.
So I understand why people were excited about seeing kind of and I don't feel like anything that was said by anybody was like super disrespectful. It wasn't on no Biggie.
Right, exactly. Hell no.
I think that. Right. I think that it was just people were excited to see that competitiveness back in hip hop, especially among men.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah. And they get off on that. Like hip hop heads, they get off on like
that's
that.
That's what it used to be. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you taking it back to what it used to be. But at the same time, J. Cole being how we've seen J. Cole over the last couple of years and all that and see him growing his spiritual journey and stuff. I can understand what he's saying when he's like, you know, it didn't even sit right with me to
after the fact
record it and put it out. And mind you, I also understand if you felt so convicted, why did you put it out?
But and I did not know that until you said that, or you said that he ultimately like deleted the whole thing.
Yeah, he deleted the whole track. I mean, now he did on the stage. He was saying like the people that was around him was like, you know, Cole, you gotta say, and we know what that's like. You know, bitch, you know what so and so, you know, kind of egg it up or whatever. Right. I get it. But I just feel like I feel like where he's at spiritually, it made sense. But then I guess your spiritual journey is going to be more important than the sport that you're in. Like, I feel like if I would be looking at it as, it's just hip hop. You know, this is what we do. We just talking shit.
Right.
You know, I don't really mean nothing about it. And I feel like spiritually, I'll still be able to sit with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like guilt. It's such a tricky emotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes you feel bad for shit that you really don't have to feel bad for.
Right, right.
I
was trying to see.
But like, if he felt the need to apologize, then hey, go off. Take yourself out the game. It was fun while it lasted.
Right, exactly.
And if Kendrick come back, take it on the chin.
And take it on the chin, exactly.
Baby, if he come back.
Now everybody, like y'all just said, everybody on Drake ass now.
And J. Cole is 39 years old. He's at that age where he do shit. He still want to be with the shits.
He's over there with multicolored clips in his hair and nails.
Who?
J. Cole.
No,
Drake.
J. Cole with fingernail polish.
Hell no. Oh. No. I've never seen that. We not playing them games, bitch. Don't start shit.
Okay, won't be shit.
And I put that on the record. Let the record
reflect. So did you listen to Drake's? Response?
No, I didn't.
I haven't listened to it.
You listened to it? What you think?
Yeah, it's okay. Thumbs up from Alina. Thumbs up. A lot of people was talking about it for it was. I saw the punchlines.
I saw a lot of the memes.
The punchlines was hitting. Yeah, the punchlines hit. They did.
Oh yes.
Yeah, right.
See, this is what we like. We like the actual art that comes from the beef.
And I feel like these niggas really might be around each other and shit right fucking now, right? Female rappers, it's like the female rappers, this shit really do get personal and it get catty and just, it's not about hip hop no more.
It's much more divisive. I feel like male hip hop, artists, they able to still get in a room together, well, for the most part, and it ain't no like, well, no, I don't know about that shit. Too many niggas that got shot.
So, and then you know what?
Or like how you said, like Drake and them might be together. Yeah, because Drake ain't no shooter.
Not even that. I was about to mention his race or his religion.
Biracial.
No. Either way, he's not with Drake. Drake is not with the shits at all.
But the thing with Drake is he got Houston. You know,
Jay Prince.
Yeah, Jay Prince and them.
So
yeah.
That's why he moved. Like how he say he can do what he can do because he got.
Back in.
Yes, absolutely. That's why he's
more commercial, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he talks stuff to people and
he's
scared to say nothing. So
right.
It ain't because he's tough.
Yeah, no, at all. And I don't think anybody believes that the nigga is tough.
Hell,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? Everybody knows he
I
got
can never look at Drake as a tough-ass nigga.
As a tough nigga, right. Everybody know he got bomb ghostwriters and all that. That's going to write some bomb shit for him that's going to blow. Mm-hmm. It's always going to blow because, again, Drake is a... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they always going to be behind them. So,
right.
He's an artist at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Rick Ross copy said.
What is
he had the And then when I... Now, I never looked at Drake and thought that until I saw the pictures. And I was like, oh, damn, maybe he did.
I believe it.
Because y'all seen his mom. His mom got the Barbra Streisand thing kind of going on or whatever. Yep. So, yeah. When I saw the pictures, I was like, damn, I ain't know Drake got a... We knew he got his little ABL and all that. Like,
Yeah, he got that nose done,
he
baby.
He didn't want to embrace his culture.
Rick Ross is funny.
No, he's going to say.
Rick Ross is funny. Yeah, he is.
He's 50
Cent troll. Yeah, 50 funnier, but yeah, no, Rick Ross is funny. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You little sex worker.
The girls are fighting. Yeah, it was a lot going on.
Yeah,
I mean,
at least
they gave us something to watch, something to dig into.
Take our mind off.
She's been kind of boring in the entertainment world.
It has. All this Diddy shit, that shit's heavy as hell.
Child, Diddy was out. Did y'all see Diddy riding the bike?
Girl,
Diddy's outside.
So, I heard on Fonzworth Bentley.
Oh, God.
So, everybody been like, is Fonzworth Bentley going to say nothing? When we going to hear about him? So, you know that, what is his gene? He's like been doing these interviews where he's talking about, you know, his dealings with
bodyguard.
He was, whose bodyguard?
Diddy's bodyguard.
Was he Beyonce's bodyguard? Oh, okay. Diddy's bodyguard. And he was talking about how, I lost my train of thought.
Fonzworth
Wynn. Like, so he was talking about how he doesn't work for Diddy anymore because Diddy, he found out he'd been stealing from him. So
Fonzworth was stealing from Diddy?
So how they found out is, so J-Lo had some boots delivered or whatever. And it was like some expensive boots she had been waiting on. And then she was like, where are my boots? And then it was like, this must have been stuff going on. So they end up going to this nigga's apartment and there's all this shit in it.
What?
All this stolen shit. They just severed ties. So whatever he know, he ain't finna say shit. But I'm pretty sure that nigga went through
what?
And seen some shit. Hell yeah, that's
Fonzworth,
what that
you a thief.
But
I think
Fonzworth Bentley was like, this motherfucker ain't been paying me. You gonna pay me
in some sort of way.
I was thinking about it again. But I'm gonna get my money.
Yeah.
Hello. Because Diddy is known for not paying.
Either at that point it's valid. At that
absolutely.
Point, yeah,
absolutely.
You're good. I absolutely understand. Yeah.
He gotta tell his whole story. He gotta tell his whole story. Let us know why he had to steal. Hell,
you
hadn't seen it. And you know Fonzworth Bentley's married to the girl from White Chicks, the Marlon Wayne's wife in White Chicks.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
No. The
black girl that was Drew Sidora's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, child, stay tuned for that. All right, so moving on to weak-ass baby daddy news. Jeezy is seeking primary custody of 2-year-old daughter with Jenny Mai.
Why?
So, girl, why else? This is what I was going to say.
I'm not even child support. Gotcha.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, you don't want to put
so we can see no matter what tax
I'm
bracket.
I'm saying why, like this didn't happen to me. I'm about to say, I live
why
this,
why
right?
He said,
because it don't work.
He said, this is what Jeezy said, according to the Shade Room, right? He said, Jeezy alleges.
I'm gonna get my next payment in 2 days. Okay. My full
he cash. Ain't shit. No, he ain't shit. Jeezy alleges that Jenny, my mother and brother, primarily take care on Monaco and that Jeannie's traveling schedule isn't good for their child. He reportedly accused Jenny of preventing his time with their daughter for nearly 2 months. Jeezy feels their daughter would have more stability if he had primary physical custody. So,
boy, not when you be cooking dope in the kitchen.
Jeezy be in Charlotte, I feel like every other week. Like,
you bringing Monaco to Charlotte too.
If I see him in Charlotte, I'm like, where's
the baby? Right.
Where's Monaco?
I saw a post on Facebook. It was like a famous YouTube couple or something. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But either way, it was basically like the girl married a dude that did the same thing, the girl married a dude who filed for full custody from his child's mother. And ended up, he was awarded the full custody.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, now he has this new wife. He put the child care on a new wife. And so she's divorcing him now because she's like, nigga, I ain't signed up to be nobody's stepmother. If you wanted to get full custody, you need to
that's
be taking
you.
Care
right.
of your child. That's what you said you wanted. And I'm saying all that to say, that sound like that. When I saw it, I was like, damn, niggas would
that's
do that.
Diabolical.
At the end of the day, you don't really want the
you
custody.
You don't want it.
You just get the custody and then try to put it off on another woman.
Jeezy gonna have his mama and his sister
and
move down there to
come
pay.
Come on now to take care
don't
of the
do
baby.
Don't do that.
Not to say, like, we're not gonna take away from good. We know that good fathers.
Absolutely, and I'm not saying he's not a good father, but this is some bullshit.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
If that's your reason, if the reasoning is that
because of traveling and shit, yeah, the same shit that you do,
he doesn't feel their daughter would have more stability.
So you about to do? She's going everywhere. If you get awarded this full custody, she better be on your hip and your hand everywhere you fucking go. It's not gonna be like that, bro. And you know that.
You know that.
It's petty at that
point.
It
is so petty. And they spend a lot of money on litigation, so that nigga willing to waste the money.
Wouldn't be able to be here if we did, baby. Not me,
girl. I wouldn't be here, baby. I'd be at your house. But yeah, that's some bullshit. Jeezy, get it together. So, moving on. So, Christian Combs, y'all heard he got caught up in the bullshit. The shit he's involved in involves them being on a yacht. And I've been looking at this yachting culture because y'all know on Bravo, they have this show called Below Deck. So, I'll be...
And what happens on Below Deck?
So, Below Deck is about stews and, like, the people that, like, pretty much work the ship when the, you know, the clientele come on the board or whatever, go yachting.
Clientele.
Baby, they be getting the 20K tip, but you gotta split it. You gotta split the 20K tip between like seven people. Staff, yeah, it's like seven workers. But yeah,
on the low end, 20K.
Right. So, but I know captains, like the captains on Bravo, even though they on TV, so I'm sure they gotta be at their best behavior. They don't play that shit. Like they docked because somebody had brought some drugs on. They brought like ecstasy or some type of drugs on the boat. And you know the maritime law and all that shit. Well, according to the girl that's accusing Christian, it happened on a yacht. The girl is accusing him of sexual assault, says that he fondled her, groped her, pulled his dick out, and the only what protected him is he one of the co-workers came into the room and it scared him and he stopped or whatever. But she told the captain of the boat and he was like, "You're lying, you know, you probably wanted to fuck him," and then proceeded to put her is his personal worker for the rest of the time they was on the yacht. So now he's been accused. And Misa Hylton, you know, she made the statement addressing Justin and Christmas Cone detainment and raid. And so it's just like, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But
that's a lot. That's
a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a lot. Everybody got charges.
So moving on.
Another case of you do what you see, baby.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello. So moving on. Y'all know I don't know if we talked about Eva losing her all that weight. Because I don't think for me, I remember all the stuff she had been going through. So her weight loss, and Eva's always been small, but she did address that she found herself in going through a depressed state after her divorce. But the way people be reading them online, and that's why like a lot of shit that happened to me, I'm like, I'm so glad I'm like not in the limelight and don't a bunch of people know my fucking business. Every mistake I made got to be replayed. When I done moved on, I done grew from the shit, I'm not even her anymore. And that's what y'all comparing me to.
And gain, and then it drops off. Right.
So y'all don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, but y'all, you don't watch Real Housewives.
Not the new one. I watch the old ones though.
So you know the new season's getting ready to come back. Portia's coming back, and Fallon, Simon Gubadia's ex-wife, did an interview, and she was talking about how baby Portia, she said when she see you outside, she whooping your ass, girl. She said she popping you upside your head, baby. You all right? You right. Seen Portia? Child, so this is what a little bit she had to say on her interview.
To find out when Portia and Simon separated?
No, was anybody?
Do you think that was real?
No.
The whole relationship you don't think was real?
You don't think it was real at all?
No, I think it was just a ploy to get back at me.
So let me ask you this. If you ever ran into Portia, what would you talk to her about?
That wouldn't be a safe scenario.
Oh. Why? It's smoke.
For her or?
It's smoke.
So she proceeded to say in this interview how she had been fucking with Simon a year prior to. They went to, you saw the episode where she went to that girl's house.
Yeah.
So I watched the episode.
Yeah.
You watched it back. You see how they was being shady. She was talking about how Fallon was talking about, yeah, he's gonna upgrade my ring and everything. And Portia was like, and her best friend was like, bitch, this is a joke. So Fallon.
I remember that's why everybody was talking so much shit about Portia when her and Simon first started dating. Yeah, I remember everybody saying that it was fucked up how she did it or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. But one thing about it, Simon is who he is. So the same thing that happened to Fallon is now happened to Portia.
I don't understand why bitches don't understand the same way that you get them or take them or whatever. That's how you're going to lose them.
That's the part I don't get, how y'all think y'all going to get a different man.
She thought she had that bomb ass wedding and it looked good and all that.
She had a few weddings.
Yeah, she did, and she did what she needed.
Mm-hmm. And now she's out. And I don't blame her, because Simon's ass, I don't know why she got with his ass in the first place, but the way he just be trolling online, like, we never heard from him before. It's like, why are you on my timeline? Go on ahead with this. When are they deporting him?
Fake ass King of Zamunda.
So did y'all see they are coming up with the animated Good Time shit? Did y'all see that?
It's already out. It's on Netflix.
What the fuck is that? Bernadette Stannis.
Don't do that.
Well, baby, weighs in. No, you older than me. No, I'm just weighs in on the upcoming Good Time animated.
Everybody laughed though.
The viewing public did not. I know y'all, my girls and my boys. So it's on Netflix. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I have,
because I'm not tuning in.
Why? Wait, what'd she say? She's
so
mad.
Bernadette Stannis weighs in on the upcoming Good Times animated series. Shares that she was told that it would be progressive. So this is her thoughts based on what she was told.
It was going to be a cartoon, and that it was going to be progressive. That's exactly the criticism, that it doesn't feel progressive at all.
So when you see something that actually is not progressive, it kind of brings you back into the projects two generations later. So Thelma had a baby. What happened to that baby? I wanted to be a surgeon. I guess I was. JJ was a famous artist. So you have positive...
That you were told...
images generations before that. And then all of a sudden you see this, you know. I'm not knocking it because I don't know what the whole show is going to be. Maybe they'll bring it... Lean it back to a more positive.
So she knew about this animated series when it was pitched to original show's creator Norman Lear in 2020. She recalled her manager asking if any of the original cast would be involved, and that's when they were told the animated show would be progressive and set generations later. She said, when you see something that we heard, what she said. My thing is, I understand progressive, but why y'all can't come up write some new shit?
That's my thing with all.
Like, why can't it be something fresh, something new? Why doesn't it have to take the Good Times concept but
make it just a whole new family? A whole new thing.
Y'all can take ideas and make it into something new. I hate that we live in an age where everything is just getting remade and recreated.
I feel like the artistry of everything, that's why you try to act like everything in the 90s and 2000s and before 70s, 80s was so crazy and whack. But
what they have now, early 2000s parties.
Y'all have no new material. Y'all using all the old things.
Keisha Cole making a comeback with the young kids, like the little babies.
Right.
All right, so moving on from that, you don't give a fuck, but rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. You know he went on to glory. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know he had cancer, probably because I didn't really pay him no attention.
I don't think nobody knew that. I don't think they announced it.
Oh, okay, okay. So yeah, he on April 10th, he did go ahead and pass. So there was a woman, a commentator on CNN. She kind of made a point about it. I just wanted y'all's opinion on it.
Racially charged because of... It was so racially charged because of what it...
Let me give the video some context a little bit. So she said, y'all agree. CNN commentator says O.J. Simpson represented something significant in the black community when he was acquitted for killing two white people. Neighborhood talk, y'all. Who writes y'all shit?
Okay, from that point of view, that may... I understand.
So racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial. Particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that There was racial tension then. There is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue.
That's the thing. We will never deal with the issue. The racism will never be addressed because it's too many people. It's so many. You hear about the black people talking about they don't want reparations. It's like it's too many people that are benefiting. The large majority are benefiting from white people because they are not the large majority. But like black people, a large majority of black people that are in that percentile where they're rich, they depend on a lot of these white motherfuckers and Jewish companies and all that. And that's where they get their money. So they're not going to go as hard. So, but
it's just stupid. Like, why would you even say that a trial like OJ is going to always like be the precedent of how black people feel? That's how
it's definitely.
That's not how
at the time.
Whatever the case, he don't represent. We was happy because we just wanted to see him get off.
We was happy. I think that's what it is. I think we was more happy that a black man got off, even though he was the most whitewashed white man, black man ever.
No, ma'am.
So
I was a child when all that happened.
Well, let me tell you, the one I was a. I was a kid, but one thing I always say, and I know I've said this before, why I never believed that he did it, because they literally interviewed him after, took pictures of him after. There was no cuts. No,
didn't it come? We talked about this on the old podcast. Didn't I blocked say, like, out the old you, son, like oh, yeah, his son or somebody did it.
I believe that. That's been the tea.
That's what y'all said before.
That's been the tea. But, you know, what is, I think Sloan Bella, she's a psychic on YouTube. She said, what did she say about OJ? I can't remember. But yeah, I think it might have been the same. I don't think it was OJ. He probably said everything. I ain't saying he dropped the nigga off to kill him. That could have very well be, but he couldn't have physically did it. Why wasn't no damn at least Amber?
Why would you do that now?
Baby, I'm gonna call this show The Ghetto, The Ghetto, oh, The Ghetto.
It's a lot going on.
We got a lot going on. We got a lot going on. Did you have any thoughts on OJ's passing?
No, I don't have, no, I mean, still, I mean, he's dead, whatever, rest in peace, whatever right. You are, whatever, mm-hmm. But that lady,
what listen, lady?
The lady that was just talking about how he's a martyr, uh-huh, whatever, for uh-huh, the black community, uh-huh. OJ wasn't even trying to be black. OJ himself said that he wasn't a black man or something. Why y'all trying to force him on us? It's done. It's been done.
Done.
Nobody gives a fuck. Moving on. And then Caitlyn Jenner, fuck you for your girl tweet. Cause fuck you, bitch. And yeah, that's all I got.
That's your opinion on the topic. Period. All right, I don't have much more, but y'all see Jonathan Major is going to be on Ankle Monitor, look like. Child, that's what I be thinking about. You know, the girl has had several jobs. One of my jobs in my past, I used to put on ankle monitoring devices. I always think when, like, these celebrities do it, like, what if I had to live in LA and did the shit and was putting... Baby, I had to follow a code of ethics. That shit was traumatizing doing that shit only because when I had to put them on children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not like that shit. I did not like that shit. You know, never mind. I'm about to spill my own. I'll tell y'all off the air. But yes, he sent to probation after being found guilty in domestic assault trial. So I know we talked about this. What's y'all's whole opinion on Megan sticking beside him? I know in generally we don't care, but what do y'all think about?
I'm like, who the fuck is Megan? My bad. I got you.
What, like in the Aoki case, how I say she is in a smaller case of percentile.
I thought we didn't believe that it was a real relationship.
Baby, the way she's showing up to court and sticking beside him, I'm starting to believe it's real, baby.
They but look so awkward in interviews together when they talking and stuff. They look so awkward. No, she be looking awkward too. They look awkward together.
I would have thought the contract would have been up. You said what? You said, what'd you say? Amber's so shady. Such a shady baby. I'm glad I didn't hear it.
It don't matter. That is not why. Your ass.
Oh, and congratulations to the Gamecocks. Don Staley, shout out to
Staley.
Staley, my bad. Okay, Miss English teacher. Well, I ain't shouting out Caitlin Clark now, because you've been correcting me all evening. Get you a job. You can be a preschool kid teacher. Baby, read me down. My bad. She be like, Staley.
Words mean things.
They do.
Okay.
And I just said that shit earlier. I be reading the girls that say stuff wrong. No, it's this. But congratulations to the Gamecocks. It's good to see.
You was holding on to that, huh, girl?
I was.
You was waiting,
I know
you was waiting on the next correction.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
he had one more in. God damn. Give me the notes after the show. We got an after show afterwards.
My bad, girl. You right. But yeah, shout out to the Gamecocks.
Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome. Y'all seen Sexy Red came to the school smelling like weed. Wasn't shit funny about that, but the funniest part of the video when she said this, I came over here looking all crew. They won't let me.
Fellas, got in school.
Wait, hold on. Because it was just how she said it. I came up here with a little pixie wig. Baby, she's...
So this school put me... I came up here, got
cute. That was the only part. I came up here, got cute. So they kicked her out of the school. She was smelling like weed.
And you know what?
Why did they have her
going up there? First of all, why is Sexy Red performing at anybody's schools? The way that y'all over sexualize our kids these days and expose is it is absolutely ridiculous.
The school board should be fired.
The school my baby go to wouldn't have.
Would never at all. First of all. Second of all, there was a response video. I think Amanda Seals or somebody posted it. Where the girl was saying that you would not have gone to the prison to see your baby father looking like that or smelling like that because you know you can't do that. So why would you do that going to a school? Like, come on now. I feel like they really just trying to, things like that prove that
it's
an intentional thing that they're doing to our kids. Mm-hmm. They're trying to expose, everything is at their fingertips now.
Right.
But it's like nobody is trying to let kids just stay kids. It's no separation no more. It's insane.
It is.
And she sounded, I did not watch that video. She sounded fucking crazy just now. Fucking crazy.
And then in the background, call the police. Call the police. Oh, but
and what was the police about to do?
So this will end up happening. She said she was gonna go spend time with the kids.
And look at the kids.
Well, of course, they gonna be happy.
Girl, child. Yo. If I was, right.
Protect
that's
your kids.
I don't understand. I want to know what school that is. How y'all let her come up there? Was it in St. Louis? Maybe it was in her hometown. Maybe it was in St. Louis.
I'm sure it was.
And it's the school she went to.
Girl, you know they keeping that school. Right.
Okay.
Sent
a big check.
Her managers know what they doing. Yeah. They know what they doing.
Smelling like weed.
Right. Yeah, that was like insane. Reefer in the middle of the day.
And with titties was out and all that, I'm right. sure.
I was
right?
looking all crude.
Well, Riddle literally went down there with a $50,000 check and did a...
Oh, in her high school?
No, in her middle school.
Oh, wow.
Like with the little kids.
Mm-hmm. See, do something like that. If anything, I would have had the school tell her, you can't perform, you know, but if you want to donate something.
Girl, is it that bad that you got to perform at the school? Going on.
I don't even get why she
is
was
it that
there.
Bad, girl? You haven't gone right. on any type of tour, anything yet, girl. What's going on? You gotta perform at the school. Girl.
She with all the shit.
That was a part of Drake's little diss to Rick Ross. He said Rick Ross performing at the school. That's not a good thing.
And Drake her homeboy.
Supposedly.
Right.
Drake ain't put you
y'all
in
think
yet,
she
girl.
Right, you think he using her?
He just like Nikki. You use who's hot at the time to
Nikki
put on your
good track. For that. She is
yes,
good for that.
That's exactly
she is
what
notorious for that. And the girls always fall for it.
Yeah.
Always fall for it. Yeah, yeah.
What they got going on?
Okay. They trying to get shit cleared, even though Nikki can't get shit cleared.
You gonna use me, I'ma use you.
We use each other. Child, I ain't got nothing else at all. So I think that's going to wrap up all tea, no sugar, no cream, but we'll be back after this.
All right, y'all, we are back. And so, you know, after we get into that all tea, no sugar, no cream, we got to get into that horror liquor with the girls. I'm going to get some straight, okay? We are still waiting for follow-ups from a few of y'all.
Yes.
We come out here, we read your story, we give y'all our good advice. The least you could do is let us know what the fuck happened.
The girls are intrigued at this point. We did get the one.
Suck me in to leave me dry.
I went back. We did get a follow up to the one letter. I'll show y'all during the break room.
Hell no, show me now.
We did. We read it.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we read it.
And what happened?
Girl, I can't remember, but I saw it one day when I was at work. Mm-hmm.
We need an assistant, the girls, because this one, she's not keeping up on the things at all.
Girl, please, I need to log off of TikTok. And, girl, these emails from TikTok be...
You could turn those off.
I need to.
Why y'all don't know technology?
I don't have time. Anyway,
so what we're going to do...
pressing buttons.
There are stories floating on the internet, though, that I thought were very intriguing. Mm. So I want to see what Miss Ash B thinks. All right, so let's start with this one. It says, when I was 15, I lost my virginity to a family friend who was 34. When I was 16, I got pregnant and had his child at 17. This was back in 1992. I pinned the child on my high school sweetheart, who I eventually married when we were 23. But I was secretly having sex with, she named him James. So James is who she lost her virginity to, the older man. I was secretly having sex with James up until I turned 35. He was my first. He was my everything. We were in a whole relationship for about 20 years and nobody knew. I told him about our child. And to be honest, our daughter looks just like him. He's taking care of her from day one, and to this day, he sends her money that I give to her randomly. Mm. James is now in his mid-60s and is dying of cancer. Mm. She's his only child, and she's his beneficiary on his policy. When he dies, he's leaving her close to $1 million total, and wow. He has about $300,000 in his checking and savings, and he has a policy, a payout close to $600,000. Mm. He has about 2 months to live and wants her to know the truth about him being her father and about everything that he's left her. When I say nobody knows, I mean nobody knows. Mm. When she was about 5, we did a DNA test to make sure that she was his child, which I knew. I just wanted proof for him. Mm. I'm still married to my high school sweetheart, and if I tell her the truth, I don't know how she would react. My question to y'all, should I take her over his house and tell her the truth? Or just let him take it to the grave. Ooh. She knows who he is, but she just doesn't know that he's her father.
So we were just talking about this, actually, like family secrets and how important it is to, you know, because family secrets cause cancer, it cause sickness, it cause, when you like repress things and don't just be honest, it like causes things. I'm not saying that's what happened in this situation, because I did remember you said the guy has cancer, but I feel like, ooh, bless me. I feel like in these situations, who I think about is the child, right? Even though the child's an adult now, will it benefit her knowing? In this situation, yeah, I feel like she should know. I mean, I feel like everybody's old enough. Everybody's grown. She should go ahead, and she has this money coming. She's going to worry, why is this man giving me all this money? Your husband's going to worry, say, why is this man giving you all this money? You're going to get a large sum of money that nobody's going to be able to explain. I think you just might as well tell, because at this point...
What I noticed through all of this as well, of course, your child should be your main priority, which it don't even sound like you worried about your high school sweetheart realizing that you've been lying this whole time about who her father is. So since you're not even concerned about that, I don't know why you haven't. You should have been told her. It sounds like you're not scared to lose your relationship.
Right.
You about to get coming to mad money.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I mean, even at this point, if he wanted to, he about to die. So can you imagine you have this guilt or whatever on you? A lot of people, when people know that they're about to pass through, they like to go in peace. They like to go
clear all their grievances.
Exactly. Clear out them closets and all that. So So it might turn into one of those situations where he might go above you.
Oh,
okay. Because she knows him.
She's grown.
You know what I'm saying? And she's grown. So he might go above you. I would think that as the mom, you would want
to be the one to tell. Yeah.
And honestly, you saying that nobody knows, you said in this that she looks just like him.
Mm.
Everybody probably knows. Okay. They just ain't say nothing. That baby looked just like James. You know that's what they've been saying. Girl, you know that baby look like James. That baby don't look nothing like Devin.
Lord. Not to mention you was 15 when you was fucking with this dude. Lord.
But what I will say, I'm definitely not for statutory rape.
Right.
He grows for preying on you when you were that young.
So with that being the case, like, is he being a predator? Is she not, well, she engaging it. She's looking at it more like... She don't want him or her daughter to know she did that at that young of age?
No, that's not what I was thinking. She was with him for 20 years. I'm thinking that I'm saying even though it was a statutory rape situation,
mm-hmm.
he still was taking care of her. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that financially at least, right? So I think that that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with the age gap at all, and with her starting off as a teenager. I mean. Mm-hmm. But at least he was. It's way more common.
Yeah.
Way more common.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all, my damn self, who was getting picked up after school by grown ass men. You know what I'm saying? So. But at least like financially, he did what I saying all this to say. I don't think it would. If people's feelings are going to get hurt, you know, when they find out or whatever. Yeah. So it's just, what's more important to you? Do you want her to know the truth? Or
is it going to benefit the daughter knowing the truth, though?
Because she's going to get the money regardless. You could just say he left the money to you or something. I don't know, bitch. Mm. I don't know. You've been lying all this time.
Okay, golly.
Eventually,
the truth.
Which
listen,
generation you gonna want it to pop up in?
Exactly.
You gonna be the punk to not
tell
the truth. Really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, because at this point, like when they do like find out, you might want to be the one to tell her, as opposed to her doing a damn 23andMe or something one day.
Like,
and
why I you guess just that. Didn't tell me?
Right, exactly. She gonna have beef with you, lady.
At that point, exactly.
You gonna be the bad guy. The guy that's dying's not even... They gonna look past you being 15 at the time. That's not even gonna be a thing. It's gonna be, why you ain't tell me that was my daddy? Ooh!
The tea was hot, though, so I thought we could just read it.
Yeah,
That was piping, okay?
Very much so.
Moving on. Next one is, I picked my wife's phone call to make a call. Because I had a low battery. There was an unread message from a guy. My wife saved his name with the lady's name. I wasn't going to open it, but because of the nature of the message, I had to read their conversation. The unread message on her screen was, I will do anything for you, sweetie. I know a woman can send that message, but my instincts were telling me to confirm the gender from their chat.
Mm-hmm.
They had a long history chat and calls. I discovered something that shocked me. It was from their interactions last year when my daughter was born. When my wife was in the labor ward, I was leading a presentation for our company. When my wife forwarded the picture of my daughter to me on WhatsApp, I was about to give a speech at the meeting, and I was so excited I had to announce to everyone I had a daughter. I used forwarded because she originally had uploaded the picture to this man and captioned it, our baby girl. I took my phone to see, to see the time she forwarded the same picture to me after sending it to him, and it was 45 minutes. I was an afterthought. My daughter's middle name is a name he suggested in their chat.
Mm.
You hoes are trifling. Baby, we be talking about these niggas, but some of you hoes, y'all are down and dirty.
You are low down,
low
dirty.
Down, dirty.
Wow.
Yes, baby.
Wow.
I don't understand. Why y'all be lying? Lie about whatever, but when it comes to your kids, why y'all lying?
Yeah.
To keep up with it. You know what I'm saying?
And the fact that she kept that long line of messaging throughout the years, like, girl, you just did not care. I feel like she didn't care. I feel like she didn't care, because who does something like that?
She just know she thought he wasn't going to find out. You know, we can get away with shit way longer
right.
than he can.
Yeah,
so she didn't think.
That yeah. lay on my spirit too long.
Right. When it's something to deal, now I feel like when it's stuff just dealing with me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, me personally, right. it's not affecting anybody yeah. else. But when it comes to affecting somebody else, like you gotta take a second look at that, like, and reevaluate like, the situation. Girl, cause girl,
that's a lot.
Ooh.
So, and I also this other dude that suggested the name and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he knows about her husband and is just letting this other man take care of his child.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
You niggas is trifling. Go right. back to y'all. Y'all trifling. I don't know what's going on in the world. I mean, I guess that's why Maury was on the air for so long okay. with paternity shit, baby, because there's always going to be some shit. But now I don't know. There was no question on this, though. I don't know. What are you asking? Are you asking?
She just needed to get that off her chest.
I get this was the husband that's sending the
oh,
the
yeah. He needs it.
So, I mean, you can call her buff. Go ahead and take the DNA test that confirms that you are not the father. Or confirm whoever it is, because she might not even for real know. She sent it to both of them.
Right.
So she might be trying to, that was some shit on Law & Order. Bitches was out a one. Matter of fact, you know who it was? It was Law & Order Criminal Intent. Y'all don't watch Criminal Intent.
No.
It was Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Uh-huh.
She had a son, and she sent pictures of the son, the ultrasound. She was doing it. The son at this point was like 3 years old or something. Was sending it to like 7 different dudes, and they was all sending her money, like for medical care. Some of them, she told it she got an abortion, so they sent the money for that. But she told it to like mad different niggas, and they was all falling for it. Oh no! Matter of fact, she was extorting them, saying that if you don't send me this money, I'm gonna tell y'all, because they was all married.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you why.
Wow!
Sending it to like 7 different niggas. You hoes are trifling.
Wow!
So that might be your wife,
right?
She got Woo. Out there telling both.
Imagine
y'all.
Finding that shit out.
You know what I'm saying,
girl?
Got the energy nor the time I to be
lying. Yeah. Girl, yeah. That's too much. That's what I'm saying. You would expect behavior like that from, you generally hear that behavior from a man. Yeah. So to hear that, because usually women are a little bit more not sloppy
and
like that.
Nurturing and just want to, you know, have honest relationships with our
kids. Not only that, not want no type of drama involved in whatever we're trying to create.
Like uh-huh.
Most we just be wanting peace.
A lot of us just cut off at the kids' point. Like, if you're a psychopath like that, sometimes women are kind of get normalized after they have
the baby. Yeah, you calm down and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but when
yeah.
You had a kid and you still just juggling.
Just trifling. That's just at your core. You're trifling. You're trifling. More power to you, sir. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Y'all want to do one more?
Yeah, you can do one more.
This kind of goes to what we was talking about before. All right, so I work 2 jobs to support our family. I told my husband that I was taking a weekend off for myself. I gave him my itinerary. He knew where I was and what I would be doing. Eat, spa, massage, and sleep. I shut the phone off. I chilled in a hotel room. I had a long hot shower and I slept for hours. My husband reported me missing to other family members and told my sister to come babysit our kids while he filed a police report and went out to look for me. He didn't do any of that. He just wanted a babysitter.
Girl!
Everyone was on edge and worried sick. There was a missing Facebook post floating around. He knew where I was. He pulled a disappearing act and left my sister with our kids for a full day. He won't tell me where he went. He also unnecessarily worried my family and friends. Why won't he respect my need for self-care? What to do?
Self-care?
Girl, leave him. Leave him. What do you mean, what to
what?
Do? Girl, leave him. I know. See, I feel like people, y'all get married and y'all feel like y'all are stuck.
Right.
Marriage is not the end or be all. You can leave him, girl. You can leave him because this is fucking insane.
Some people think that a baby is end all be all, because I feel like I was in that situation where I feel like if I had the baby by this is the person I'm supposed to be with. But no, you do not.
You can move on.
You can do what you want
to
do.
Because this is fucking insane. And absolutely. This goes back to what we were talking about with Jeezy. These niggas have kids and really feel like they don't have to physically do anything for these kids.
Right.
So you go for your self-care day. This nigga says, oh, not me, not my kids. Let me call your sister. Are y'all dead ass? Like, and you know what? I be seeing some of these posts be floating around on social media, and I be like, this shit is not real. This, I wholeheartedly motherfucking believe. This shit right here was real.
I would call the police on him and say he filed a false police report.
And here you're going,
to jail.
To jail, yeah.
You're not going to jail.
Yeah. You're going to prison, bitch.
Yeah, because why you out here wasting people's time just to see your kids?
What's the girl that did that shit? She said she saw the baby on the side of the road.
What happened to her?
She got a year probation.
What was her name? Oh, child, we went through some things.
Girl. The damn riots on the boat, the chairs.
Oh, that was a highlight, baby. That was a good time.
That was for black people with the white people did the White House that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our get back. Amen.
And that was Black History Month, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Last year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Was it? It was last year when it went Black History Month. It was at the end of
Black History Month.
It was not. It was warm. They was on the water.
They was in Alabama. It wasn't.
What was it? The Mississippi Brawl?
Yeah. No, the Alabama.
Oh.
That was not Black. Oh, it might have been. Damn, it was at the beginning of the year. I remember it was. They just did. Damn. I didn't. When was it? We so off subject, but
girl, okay.
We still recording?
My bad.
Just leave him, girl.
I'll put it below.
Self care is absolutely 100% important.
Baby,
you cannot keep pouring into your kids, your family, and all that if you don't take care. And you deserve to go to just take one day and hope. You absolutely deserve that. And if your husband can't respect it and have to pull all these people in to do what he should be able to do as a grown-ass adult.
That
then, girl, what do you mean
mess.
What to do? Girl, you leave,
you know what
girl.
To do. You know you what leave. To do. I feel like a lot of y'all have to write it out, read it, and I don't know why you hit send ever, but child.
Because why would you tell somebody this?
Okay.
This was funny, though. When I read it, I hollered. Because I'm like, I know niggas will really go through. It would have been so much easier just to stay at home with your damn kids.
Absolutely.
And the way that men watch kids anyway, they don't even really watch.
No.
They just be on the couch watching TV. Hey. Damn
video game.
Giving them snacks.
Hey. Too much noise.
Y'all be quiet.
And that's it. That's all. And that's
y'all
all
be
y'all
quiet
have
around
to do.
There.
The kids waiting on the mom to get home any fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
So they can eat.
It's like the kid get breastfed still. They waiting on the mom for everything.
So you don't have to do too much of nothing. If you can't go for just a couple of hours and your husband got to do all this, then girl, there's
no question
to ask.
Yeah. Because I don't know, if you would do that, what else would you do?
And she's saying she don't know where he was, honey. Mm.
Yo, you
where
know where he was at.
You gonna call the police so you can go cheat.
You didn't think that out, sir. You did not think that out.
That's just trifling is what that is.
Wow.
It's just absolutely trifling. I mean, y'all are out here going through it in the world. I just wish y'all more love and light.
Yeah, definitely.
This shit here, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do name this episode. It's a lot of ghetto shit that happened this episode. Yeah.
In the ghetto.
Child, ghetto. Okay. We out though, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in for yet another week. I'm Michelle.
It's your girl, Ashley.